What am I saying? If you need to go to nature, go. The demon of death that was on the road didn't come looking for you. Are you getting my point? You are a child of God. You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus. If you have to go, go. They won't kidnap you. Did I hear an amen? You will go, you will be safe. God will be with you in your going out and in your coming in. The Lord will guard you. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect your going out and your coming in from these days, from today and forevermore, in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't let devil take business away from you and enjoyment away from your mouth because of fear. Ah, no. Father God, I thank you. It won't happen to me. Because of your grace, it will not happen to me. I will lift my eyes only, put them on you alone. He said, I will say of the Lord, he's what? He's my refuge, my fortress. In him, I will trust. Listen, when that man was saying that, it was because there were reasons to be afraid. What am I teaching us today? That's how we pray about our protection. What do we say all the time of the Lord? Are you getting my point? All right, so let's rise to our feet, okay? I think we're doing good time. And I'd like us to just take that prayer. I want us to walk in confidence. Remember that our original prayer, that's one we're going to use today again. But our emphasis today is on divine protection. I want you to understand that the plagues, the diseases, everything that's running up and down, they were not designed for you. You have been, everybody just put up your hand. One hand or two, whichever one you like. Declare, say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have been redeemed. I have been washed. I have been redeemed. I have been washed. Say, the plagues of life were not meant for me. Because I have been redeemed. And I have been washed. It says, Satan, look at me. You can't do anything to me. Because I have been redeemed and I have been washed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. By the precious blood of Jesus Christ, my sins are forgiven. Therefore, you have no part in me. I am free in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, demon of death, you can't get me because I have been washed. I have been redeemed and I am safe. I am hidden in Christ, in God. Amen. All right, let's just shout this aloud. Say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I am not afraid of economic downturn. I follow after righteousness. I want you to say like you believe it too. All right? And all things are added to me. Say, the Lord is with me. Now I want you to declare, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Say, for this reason, I am of a sound mind. I am not confused because he restores my soul. Say, he guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I am led by his spirit. I know and I obey the will of God. Say, my steps are ordered away from disaster. Even though I pass through the scene of disaster, it will not hurt me. Say, 1,000 may fall by my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but in Christ Jesus I am safe. Say, the angel of the Lord, they encamp around me, and they deliver me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Say, the redemptive power of Christ in me is greater than the power of death. The angels of God that are guarding me are more than all the demons of hell. In Christ Jesus, I am safe. Say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For the Lord is with me. Say, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He has anointed my head with oil, and my life is not an accident. I have the divine enablement to fulfill my purpose in life, and I will not die young. Because he has anointed my head with oil. Say, I have all that I need to do everything that God wants me to do. All my needs are supplied. I have enough to meet today's needs. I want to declare it loudly. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Say it loud. The Lord has turned to me and is gracious to me. Even though I was lonely and afflicted. Even though the troubles of my heart were enlarged. He brought me out of my distresses. He looked upon my affliction and my troubles. And forgave all my sins. Because I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this and declare it loud. Even though my enemies are many. And the troubles of life increased. Even though there be many who hate me with violent hatred. Say, yet the Lord does guard my soul and delivers me. Yet the Lord does guard my soul and delivers me. For I take refuge in God alone. Say, in integrity and uprightness I shall be preserved. Say, the Lord will never disappoint me because I constantly wait for him. Say, the Lord will redeem me out of all troubles in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to declare this. Say, I consecrate and declare as follows. Say, like, say, I consecrate my life and I declare as follows. I do not sit with deceitful men. I do not sit with deceitful men. Nor do I go with pretenders. Declare, I hate the assembly of evildoers. And I will not sit with the wicked. Say, I shall wash my hands in innocence. And do the will of God at all times. I shall do the things that are pleasing in his sight. And walk away from wicked ways. Say, Lord, I shall lay my life before you at all times. And constantly confess my shortcomings to you. Now that is important because these are the things that open the door for the devil in our lives. So we must do this constantly. Everything that is inside you that you find that is negative, you confess it. It's not like you try to change. No. You just, God said, only acknowledge your iniquity. Once you confess it, then the Spirit of God comes in to change you. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? That's why the prayer of consecration is very important. It's not about trying to change. It's about acknowledging. And then God will work in you so that you will not only change outwardly, but you will change in the things that you want to do. Are you getting my point? I inserted that in there because it's very crucial. That's the only thing that opens the door to the devil in our lives. You know, a friend of mine was talking to me today about the things he wants to help some men of God, you know, health-wise. And I said, why? What informs this? He said, he's seen too many men of God die suddenly. In my mind, yeah. This is trouble. All right? But I felt like telling the guy, it's not about health, though. It's good. Maybe that's how God wants to manifest the help he's bringing for them. It's not about checking blood pressure and all of that. No. It's about the will of God. Are you getting my point? We open our hearts to the devil at all times. Then he enters and ruins our life. Now be blaming the devil. It's not the devil. That's why this thing is so important, that prayer. That's why men will be praying, I want to marry from my village. I can marry from anywhere. I could have, all right? But I'm so thankful that God did not allow me to marry from myself. It's not because it's bad. It's just because it makes it easier for me to say some things. And anytime I tell people that, you know my brother got married. And I say, hey, in Enugu, I say, yes. Where's the wife from? He must say, they open mouth. Close that mouth, my friend. You never hear of that kind of thing before. As if he did something so out of, like I always tell people, either we are Christians or we are not. We have to make up our minds. We're doing things that open the door for the devil like this. Just that the devil say, my friend, you have come. Listen, though. I feel like telling that, my friend. Bros, it's not about checking blood pressure. God is particularly harsh with ministers. If I want to sin and it's just between me and my wife, it's all right. But if I mount this pulpit and lead everybody in that path, God will, Vanky, shut up. Shut up once, shut up twice. You go slap your first time, you don't shut up. Slap second time, you don't shut up. Third time, you cut the head. He said, why did you do that? He said, look, he has sinned. I left him alone. Then he now gathered the thousands of people listening to him and he's leading everybody into the pit. Abba, I have nothing. I'm not angry with him. I just love the people he's leading astray. If you read the story of William Marion Braham, can I tell you that 5 years before he died, God told him that I am removing this man at the end of 65. Why? The single reason. He's leading the body of Christ astray. If you see any preacher that's yearning nonsense, pray for him. Pray for him. If you talk rubbish alone, you will live long. If you talk rubbish publicly and you're a non-entity, you can still live long. But if you talk rubbish, when men are listening to you, when women are shaping their lives by the things that you are saying, bros, if you are a preacher's wife, be praying that God, may my husband go deaf and dumb if he starts talking nonsense. And cripple his fingers too, lest he starts writing. Because at least with that one, we still have him around. Because if he opens and he will keep talking rubbish, about God will call you and say, see that your boyfriend, I want to kill him. Don't worry, I'll find another husband after he has died. You get what I'm saying? That's why I put this prayer in. As we're declaring the word of God, let's remember. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. That's the reason why every other thing is there. So when I declare the Lord is my shepherd, what it means, go and read out my track, the Lord is my shepherd. I explained it there. What it means is that I follow the will of God. I follow the plan of God in everything that I do. Then I declare everything else boldly. Let's take that again, and then we'll go to the next thing. Say, I consecrate and declare as follows. I'll make it short. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor will I go with pretenders. Say, I hate the assembly of evildoers. Say, I shall wash my hands in innocence. Very important. Now, let's declare it loud. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my deliverer and my security. I shall not be afraid of anything. The Lord is the defense of my life. There's nothing big enough to scare me. Say, when evildoers come up against me, my adversaries and my enemies, when they rise up against me, they will always stumble and they will always fall. He said, though a host encamp against me, my heart will not be afraid. He said, though wars rise against me, wars of sickness and wars of death, in spite of these, I shall be confident. He said, though the war of financial adversity and economic doom rise against me, in spite of these, I shall be confident. Though the war of envies and jealousies rise up against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. In spite of any kind of war, I shall be confident. Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Because the Lord is my deliverer and my security. Now say this. Say, this is my desire, O Lord, that I will love your word and that you will fill me with the knowledge of you. I pray that you will give me spiritual wisdom and understanding so that I may grow in the knowledge of God, that my heart will be flooded with light so that I may understand your wonderful promises. Now declare loud, say, the Lord will conceal me when there is trouble. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a rock so that the power of the enemy will never reach me. He said, I constantly rejoice in the presence of the Lord and I will never be cast down. Say, I declare of the Lord, he alone is my refuge. He alone is my place of safety. He alone is my trust in. He will rescue me from every trap and protect me from every disease. Declare it loud. Say, God rescues me from every trap, from every accident, from every disease, from every accidental discharge of somebody's gun. I'm telling you, it's very important. These are our realities. Do you get my point of today? So God protects me from the gunshots that are fired by day, or the ones that are fired by night, the ones that they are shooting somewhere else. Look, this is not a joke. One day, they came and approached me and said, a young boy died. What happened? When they told me the story, I said, it's a gunshot. There was no breaking into the house. The boy was 11 years old. No breaking to the house. He was in a room. He just shouted at night. The mother rushed there. Blood was gushing from his neck. I said, this boy died from a falling bullet. I had arguments with people. The problem was I did an autopsy on him, but if you know about autopsies, it's difficult to find a bullet, except you take the course for X-ray. So we couldn't locate where to do X-ray. Finally, the person who came, one of my students, came and said, they went back to the house and saw a hole through the roof. Did you hear what I said? A bullet fell through the roof. Was an airplane going overhead and shooting? No. There was a time the Air Force were doing some exercises. As part of it, they probably fired into the air. I told people falling bullets kill. It's banned in many states in America. You don't shoot into the air. My friend went for a wedding in Asaba here. All right? As everybody was feeling happy. Now, big people. So they had one Mopo man there who felt happy and shot into the air to hail the couple. The bullet dropping from his bullet killed the chief bridesmaid. It was in the papers. I'm not joking. The crowd wanted to lynch the man. I said, oh, they don't understand. He didn't shoot the girl. He fired into the air. He said, have respect unto the covenant, O God, because the dark places of the earth are filled with the habitations of cruelty. Listen, life is dangerous. Without God, you're in trouble. The young boy was sleeping at home, 2 a.m. A bullet fell through the roof because some Air Force people were doing military exercise. So what we are saying is real. I'm telling you. I told you, one day you just told me the story. I said the boy died from a falling bullet. They went to the house and looked. Right above the bed where it was lying down, they saw the hole through the ceiling and through the distance. It's not good here. It's not good here. Another story that happened in America. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. So declare that God will rescue me from every danger. Say I'm protected by his wings. Say, I have made the Most High my shelter. Therefore, no evil will conquer me. No plague will come near my dwelling place. For he orders his angels to protect me wherever I go. They will keep me with care, and I will not be injured. Say, the Lord will rescue me because I love him. He will protect me because I trust in his name. He will answer me when I call, and he will be with me in the time of trouble. He will rescue me and honor me. He will satisfy me with long life and give me his deliverance, his healing, and his prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something here. This is very important. Life is spiritual. Your words, you know what they are? I've explained it before. If you're always doing evil, and people are always saying, God punish you, this God punish you. What's happening is that when the demon of death will arise, you know what he will do? He will look for it's called the sword of the spirit. I'm telling you, words is the sword of the spirit. The devil will look for it. Say, how many God punish yous does he have? They will look for it. They will be short arrows. There's somebody say, I saw one long sword because of one great evil he did, and words were spoken against him. The demon of death will draw that sword and attack the man. There was a story somebody told me about one young guy, talented Christian man. Then one day he died suddenly. And they phoned one girl. So person is dead. She sent her a text. And she hissed. I said, I knew he wouldn't live long. Why? Because one day he tricked the girl into a corner and raped her. And the girl said to him, this is, if you do this to any other person again, you won't live. A few months down the line, he died. And the moment she got the text, she just hissed and said, I knew he wouldn't live long. And dropped the phone. Don't go around doing wickedness. So. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's very, very, it's crucial. But that's not my message. My message is for you that's walking in righteousness. You know the words that God uses, that the angels of God use on your behalf are words like this that you are speaking. It's not every time you just sit down, somebody is teaching you and you are imbibing principles and doctrines. No, no. There are times you have to get up and speak. Do you get what I'm saying? The words that you release, okay? The Bible says that the angels hearken unto the voice of God's word. It didn't say when God alone is speaking. His word, wherever it's coming from, they hearken. That's why I tell you all the time, when you get home, don't forget. peace be upon this home. Do you understand? When you are greeting your father tomorrow morning, the good morning is not just a greeting anymore. It's a prophecy. Say, good morning is a good day, daddy, today. Yeah, he doesn't know you are praying for him. Are you getting my point? Anytime issues come up, respond with a word that the angels can take and fight with. Jobs have been disappearing. Say, hey, now, wow. The safe world is going on by 1st of November. They just want to kill us. Come on, man. You're dead. They will succeed in killing you. If you say that. When I read such things, I say, look, let the fuel, you know, remember what I said all the time? Price can go up, but I'm not going down too. Two of us are going up. It's who is going up faster that's the issue. And believe me, I am going up faster than price. What did you say? Oh, thanks for praying for me. What did you say? Answer me again. Inflation cannot inflate faster than I'm inflating in God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Listen, I am better than inflation. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's how you respond. Not you buy paper. Where's the paper? Which day? 1st of November. Bring it, bring it. He. My God. What did man go do? The devil said, thank you very much. You have not said it to. What did you say? We can't do anything. God, he takes it from you. You can't do anything. But there's one advantage you have as a believer. Anytime you repent, all right, and you confess, the sword is taken away from his hand, he's crippled. It's the words that you spoke. Are you getting my point? So all the yama we don't talk before, as a, in quote, prophet of God, let me declare to you, you are forgiven. All the negative words that came out of your mouth, because anyone coming from elsewhere is not potent against you if you are washed by the blood of Jesus. So anyone that came out of your mouth before now, I forgive you in Jesus' name. Yeah. You know, they came to Jesus Christ. He looked at him and he said, your sins are forgiven. In the same manner, all your sins of nonsense talk, they are forgiven in Jesus' name. Yeah. From now on, the words that you are speaking from today, the good ones you spoke from yesterday is still here. It hasn't gone. Yeah. All right? The positive ones you speak from today, we add all of them together. In Jesus' name, they will do you good. Yeah. They will do you good. I declare once again that you will grow faster than inflation is growing up in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are the child of God, and he said, he that is from above is above all. I declare that you are greater than economic woes in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what you will respond with every time. When there are issues, you open your mouth. I don't. Anybody can go to advice. No, that's nothing. If you don't change your mind, all the time that Job was suffering, what were they asking for? Talk something we're not correct. And when Job maintained the correct talk, then one day, after just less than a year, he came out of his adversity and he worked stronger still. That's why we did what we are doing, what we did today, and we'll continue to do it. Alright? Every time, speak words. God needs those words, please. You wake up in the morning, declare, it's a good day. It's a good day today. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will not die, but I will live. I will not age anyhow. I will grow up with grace like Caleb. When I'm 80, I'll be as strong as I was when I was 40 in the name of Jesus, which is just as good as when I was 30. Amen. I retain. I'm telling you. You know, you'll be saying things. That they say your eyes will get weak and your bones will weaken. Yeah, in Jesus' name, that's not your portion. In Jesus' name, that's not your portion. Believe me, you can retain your strength of your youth into old age. Those of you who go and do small martial arts so that by then you are 80, you still be kicking, you know? Raise your leg, you do full stretch, hit the ceiling. They won't believe it. But I'm telling you, that's the plan of God for your life and my life. Listen, one day you visit me, maybe my 80th birthday. When you get to my house, say, where is he? He's downstairs, he's in the gym. You get there. Hey, how you doing? How your grandchildren? Say they are fine, Pastor. I'm telling you, I'll be there carrying my weight. When I finish, I'll carry my towel, wipe my face. What's happening this morning? So we have a few meetings. I hope the pilot is waiting. We have to get down there before evening. We have a few meetings. And the guy talking to you is 8. Listen, when I'm 80, somebody will think I'm 55. I'm prophesying it from now. You see one old man that say, hey, how are you? How is everything all right? 80. Abba. Robert Mugabe, how old is he? Hey, Mugabe is 85. Shaking the whole world like that. Abba. I like that man for that, you know. That is the fact that he's 85 and making America notice him. I love him. Still goes on his parade. The guy is not planning to die now, man. Forget it. You guys can't kill him. He didn't kill Ian Smith. You guys can't kill him. When you wake up in the morning, speak to your head, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your neck, the whole part of you. Talk to your feet. These feet, you will carry me into prosperity today. You will carry me rapidly away from the sight of evil. Hear ye the word of the Lord. You will cooperate in my life growing up. The path of the just. You are the one that walks on the path. So the path of the just. Walk on the correct path. You speak to the legs. If you have a small pain in your back, don't say, hey, I wonder what it is. Tell it what it is not. Tell it what it is. You see, find pain there. Say, you pain, you're on your way out. That, tell it what it is. Not say, I wonder what's wrong. Go. Is Dr. Susan so around? Let me check whether he'll be able to tell me what it is. He does not know what it is. You are the one that will decide what it is. You see, I felt a small lump in my breast. I hope it's not cancer. What kind of rubbish is that? Tell it is not. I mean, and he will hear you and vanish. Don't know they have ears? Yeah, I think my heart is not normal. The way it's beating these days. Let me give you a testimony a man gave once. So he was going on the road and his tire went flat. If I should communicate with him tomorrow. It's about 61 now. His tire went flat. What did I say? His tire went flat. And they say, your tire, your tire. He said, he quickly reasoned that I don't have a spare. So he spoke to the tire. Get up! And the tire went, no, this is not a joke, literally. The tire inflated back again and they kept on driving. It's not this day of tubeless. It was the days of tube. You know, once tube leak like this on your own, it just goes down like, you know, like Satan from heaven. Sure, cast down onto the earth, sharp, sharp. That was what happened. The tire just went down. Your tire, the man said, we tire. Tire, my friend, will you get off from there? No, he felt the car straightened again and he kept going. He was carrying the secretary in the car. When they got to the office, the woman came down, knelt down beside the car and gave her life to Christ. No, I hope you are getting what I'm saying. So look, these things are real. So please, when issues come up, watch how you respond. He said, they are kidnapping on each other. Hey, I'm in trouble. I can't go to my business again. When you wake up in the morning, say, kidnappers go to sleep and won't pass. And those of you who want to die early, don't go to sleep. Let's be constant way that you talk. Believe me, God needs these things. And so let's stop playing the victim. And they are ganging up against us. Listen to me. Let me hear this. Everyone that gangs up against me will die because of me. Look, that kind of thing. If you come against me alone, I will forgive you. I have a way of praying. Say, God, okay, room for repentance 24 hours. After that, arise, O Lord. Let the wicked souls be scattered. Now, you are getting what I'm saying? Stop behaving as if you're in trouble. You're not in trouble. The people who are on your side, they are more than those who are not on your side. I hope you've gotten what I've said. So every situation in life, you respond with a word. The word of God. What is there? I said, this lump in my neck, what it is? Tell it what it is, since you don't know it. You know what happened? God brought everything to Adam and said, give them names. To tell that one that, you are a lump that is going down. That's your name. So, you know what starts happening? You say, okay, now we have acquired a name and we shall live according to our name. So, we start going down. And the doctor be sticking needle into your neck anyhow. It's not safe. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Have we learned anything today? All right, let's just leave this one here. But before we go, I just want to just declare, say, in the name of Jesus Christ, may God's peace be upon this land. In the name of Jesus, we pronounce security upon Enugu State. If you are from Anambra State, let me just give you a minute, or any state you are from. Okay, let's take about 30 seconds to do that. Send the same blessing to your state, your home state. Your parents are there, your cousins are there, your brothers are there, the people that you love, they are there. All right? Uproot all evildoer that makes people live in insecurity. Ask for the mercy of God upon that land. In Jesus' name. I declare that it shall be well with Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Under 70 World Cup, is starting Nigeria when? On the 24th this month, just a few days away. I don't watch football, I don't care much about football, but I want Nigeria to look good. Are you getting my point? So, please, everybody, just bow down your heads for a minute. I want to pray a prayer. Father God, have mercy upon every official that wants to cripple this thing. All right? Our prayer, Father, is that this hosting will be successful in the name of Jesus Christ. The stadia will not experience power failure. None of the visiting teams will be attacked by any hoodlum. Safety will be theirs as long as they are in this nation. Lord, everyone, those of us gathered here, we are your children, we are Nigerians. We ask that the image of this nation will not be tarnished in any way by this hosting in the name of Jesus Christ. As they transport from one city to another, Lord, they will have a smooth ride. No plane will crash. No airport will malfunction. Light power will be available everywhere our visitors are in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we declare that nobody visiting, either he's a member of a team, official of a team, or even just a tourist, or just a supporter visiting this our nation, nobody will have any regrets in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we say the spirit of corruption, the spirit of evil, the spirit of selfishness that make our people behave anyhow, normally, we cast that spirit, we suspend it throughout this period of these festivities, of these activities, of this FIFA event. Lord, let glory, you know, Jesus used to pray, say, glorify thy son. Lord, we ask, glorify this nation because of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, every event will go smoothly. Amen. If they say it is starting by 4, 1 second after 4, it will have started in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, it will not happen that they say the people wanted to the link internet, what they call it, other broadband or their satellite for transmission of these signals. They say because it's coming from Nigeria, they didn't work. Even the people want to prove us wrong, scatter them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, let success be upon this thing that we have agreed to host. Lord, let success be upon this hosting. Amen. One day Nigeria will bid to host the Senior World Cup. Amen. Lord, let this be a reference that they will say, they did it then, they can do it again. Lord, the time will come that we will be to hold the Senior World Cup. Let this event, Father, we are asking, let it be a reference that people will say, if they could do that one, then we know they can do this one. Let that be our testimony, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Supply resources, supply manpower. My brethren, I ask you in the name of Jesus, those of you who love football and have the time, if they ask for volunteers, volunteer. If they offer money, refuse it. I'm asking you, there's a request I'm asking. If they ask for volunteers, volunteer. If they offer money, say, Pastor Banky said I should not take, that this is my sacrifice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's okay, how much do you want? They say, no, we don't want money. If they insist that, okay, this, look, give the money out as an offering to somebody. Do you get my point? If it's very, look, this is important to us. Nigeria is our country. We have no other one. On this earth, God has planted us here. The only other country we have is the one from above. And the one from above sent us as ambassadors into this one. Are you getting what I'm saying? And we must cause good to happen in this land. Therefore, we declare upon Nigeria 2009 under 70 World Cup, success is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. Cheer up, brethren. The word works.